The Master's Playground. Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hello, loves. Right on. Okay, so we're back. We're back. Where that's coming from, I have absolutely no idea. But, you know, I really feel back. You know, like I've oh my gosh. Anyways, the title of tonight's episode is Letting Ego. Yes, it's all about the ego and its relation to when you let go, magic happens. Magic. All right, before we get started, let me tune into my higher self and invite you to do the same. All right. Ego. All right. So let's get started on this, right? Just what exactly am I going to talk about tonight? Well, it's kind of common for us to all look at somebody and go, oh my God, you know, they're so egotistical, or they're so full of themselves, or they're so, God, they just have such a big, you know, this other ego, right? Is it really? I mean, is their ego what's huge? Or is it, in fact, being a narcissist? Narcissism involves cockiness, being manipulative, and involves selfishness, power motives, and vanity. Yes, the love of the mirrors. Look at me. Oh, I'm so fabulous. Wait, I'm posing. There it is. Oh, wait. Okay, here's another shot. Oh, my God. Okay, let me poke in my lips. Anywho. The love of mirrors. A narcissist is a person who is overly self-involved and often vain and selfish. From a psychoanalysis point of view, it is a person who suffers from narcissism derives erotic gratification from admiration of his or her own physical and mental attributes. Interesting, right? So, a lot of what we experience from other people is actually false projection. Right? They're not their authentic self. It's false. It is the compensation that we're exchanging with. A toast to compensation. So it's really, it's kind of, you know, a little bit of a mess out there, party people. People who are not functioning from their heart and not doing the work are running around with a lot of compensation and a lot of narcissism, all in the futile attempt of having a false sense of security. Temporary little band-aids. You know, and all right, so we might even find ourselves taking the time to go, why are we getting that? Why are we experiencing that from that person? Like, we might, you know, go off on a trip and just really go, whoa, why is that person that way? Right? Well, to be really honest and really real, it's none of our business. It's none. Absolutely none. Who cares why someone is doing what they're doing? It's about the work. It's about you. It's about getting in your own lane and checking what it is about you that has attachments and behaviors. The work. Understanding that when we put out a false projection, we do so because there's a payoff. There's a payoff, man. All right, here are some examples. Are you marching around in the world as a victim? Literally, insert any situation. Are you putting the spotlight on yourself going, oh my God, this happened. This person, you know? What's the payoff there? Attention. People get to look at you. You get to extract emotion that you're seeking from within, but you extract it from your exterior. Temporary, mind you. It's always temporary. Another example, casual sex, hookingitup.com, right? So what's the payoff there? What is the payoff? A moment of distraction. A moment of losing oneself in the physicality of sensation. Only to realize that once you get there, quote unquote, right? How do you feel? How do you feel? Are you still hurting inside? Are you still longing for something that you can't put your finger on? And these exterior situations are not lasting. Payoffs. And mind you, casual sex, I've said it in previous episodes, you are going under a nuclear attack on your chakras. You're lining up with mysterious energy. What is this person bringing to your auric field? Are they elevated? Probably not, because we always attract that which we are. Right? And if you have not done the work, meaning the work, which we'll get into, of applying more of an authentic self to your being, the person that you're with.
Mm.
Not so much. Not so much. It's a lot of fun trying to figure out what is this mirror displaying back to me about me? Yes. So I'm bringing all of this up, right? So I'm talking about doing the work. Why? In our last broadcast, we had a very juicy tarot card, and it was the Tower card, right? And really, the Tower card is about letting go of the little ivory towers that have come up so we can get grounded and let go of the BS to be who we really are. Right? So that card has come up often. You know, I've done readings after readings. I've done, you know, I even did a general, like, all right, everyone, what is happening right now? And the Tower card came up, and it's all about, like, you know what? I mentioned it, watch last week's episode. It's about really, like, that which is false is starting to blow up, if it has not already. And you could feel it, this longing, this search from within, this, oh, right? It's quite beautiful, actually. It's the beginning. So really, it's about letting go. Truly letting go of all this false stuff, right? And we may have done so, you know, along the way, but really, letting go is so much more profound than what our mind might think it is. So I want to go ahead and start with a song. Yeah. So tonight's songs are kind of playful, right? If they have the words let go in it, it's in the mix. All right. So with that, I invite you to just listen to all, you know, some of the songs that I play tonight and think about it as if you're having a conversation with yourself. Your higher self is talking to you. So with that, enjoy our first song.
Thank you.
right. So I just totally realized something, right? That wasn't your higher self talking to you. That was your ego talking to you. That's what I meant to say, man. I was like, wait, no, you know. Anyways, little correction, right? That was heaven 17. Let me go. Little retro cut. Little synthesized action. Excellent. So we are talking about letting ego, right? And how when we let go, we're really letting go of our ego. When we truly let go. If you want to be happy, if you want to thrive, you have to let go of your ego. So what does that mean, right? Like, can you exist without an ego? Well, you know, let's dive in a little bit further. Let's, I want to read something to you. Let me clear my throat here. Right on. Okay. So okay. I'm always going to quote the spiritual master, you know, one of the spiritual masters in our lifetime, Yogi Bhajan. Always. So there we go. Good talk. So what is this? He talked about the ego in a lecture that he did called Let Your Ego Go. The divinity in its infinity has created a human machine so complicated and so sophisticated that it is beyond imagination. In spite of the fact that now we have all kinds of machines and we are checking the human inside and out, still we are unable to find the total reality. The problem is that we don't have the sensitivity to know who we are. We all have the sensitivity to know who others are and what is going on. But somewhere it is necessary for us to own our mind absolutely, totally, and relaxed so that we can deal with people. For 1 minute, think of the fact God has made all. Or you can think that you have the right to check and do everything yourself. Your checking is a waste of your energy, your age, your privilege, your beauty, your youth, all of that. If you don't do it, then you have the freedom for relaxation, for peaceful growth, and your cells can rejuvenate themselves. That is what Guru Nanak said. Don't interfere and get into trouble for nothing. You have been made to live. Your destiny, pre-written in detail. And later on, you were given the body. So sometimes we don't understand why we are suffering. Suffering, why not? It is a part of life. Suffering is a part of life. Loyalty is a part of life. Sacrifice is a part of life. Egolessness is a divine part of life. When you waste your energy, the fact of it is you become smaller and smaller in your thinking, and ultimately you become so small you cannot think of the universe. And when you do not think of the universe, you do not think of the creator of the universe. This universe into which you were born is like a university of life from which you have to graduate. You have to grow to become something. Just as when you were born, you grow. You have to start today and get going. Live. Live well. Live with a smile. All will come to you because God cannot abandon what He has created, just as you cannot abandon what you have created. You cannot let your ego go. God cannot let you go through, I'm sorry, God cannot let you go, though you do not recognize and are not factual about it. When you think too much, you become full of thoughts. Then you worry. And when you worry, you squeeze, you contract. Your joy is gone. Your happiness is over. Your money is of no worth. Your home is of no use. Your children don't even look at you. All this you create, and then you blame others. Let your ego go. May Guru bless us in peace, tranquility, and prosperity, so we can be bountiful, beautiful, and happy, and always think of God in us. As Aung San Wahe Guru. Yogi Bhajan on letting go of your ego. Enjoy this next song. beautiful, lovely. Do you guys remember this amazing band from the early 2000s, right? Classically trained musicians who grabbed synthesizers and toured with a hint of glam to them. Fisher Spooner, Just Let Go. That's who I just played. Yep. Saw them in concert. They were amazing. Very Dragalicious. Well, no, I take that back. Their dancers were, but they were very spectacular in their presentation. Right. So in this episode, it is called Letting E Go, right? It's about, you know, I've said it so much, right? Like in this cryptic way. And I'm very cryptic sometimes. I'm like, do the work. Ah. Get out of your own way. It's like, yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, man. All right. You know, but hopefully a lot of the information in the radio show are giving you the tools. And I trust it, man. Giving you the tools of expanding your consideration. You know? Such are the times of Jupiter in Leo. Expansion. Saturn in Scorpio. Deep, hidden truth. Boom. We can't avoid it. It's such a beautiful cocktail that's happening in the universe right now. It is like, we're going to look back on this time, man, you know, and go, wow, that's when I woke up. Not everybody's going to wake up, but if you do the work, you wake up. So, back to letting E go. So why do we do these things? Why do we stop and really constantly trip on the other person? You know, why are we always pointing the finger? Oh, this person, blah, blah, blah. Their ego, what have you. And I know people out there, and I've met, you know, there's so many frequencies in the world, right? I can guarantee that every single one of us know that one person who lives in that perspective. Constantly pointing the finger at others. And if it's you, hi. Right? And more on that, right? So, yeah, we all know that person or people, you know? Why? Because a lot of people are on, you know, functioning from a subconscious state, an unconscious, even more dangerously, an unconscious state. They know not what they do. So really, we can stay stuck in that perspective. Yada, yada, yada. The other person, yada, yada, yada. And then let's throw in some of the compensation that, you know, that is required because you're not doing the work. Ugh, I'm a victim. Ugh, I'm this. Ugh, I'm that. Ugh. Let's have sex. Help. Fill the void. Band-aids, man. Band-aids. A lot of what we do in this world is subconscious. And like I said, even more dangerously, it's unconscious behavior. And it is only when you devote time to yourself that you start to uncover all of the programming. All of the veils begin to lift. And when we choose to hold on to subconscious and unconscious behavior. Unconscious being, we really don't know. But subconsciously, it's like down there, we kind of know. We're like, you know, stuffing that skeleton in the closet. We're like, oh, no, that's not me. Or that's not really me, man. You know, whatever. We do so because it gives an existence of survival. It helps us survive. But the trick about that is that it's just that. It's being stuck in survival mode. Just being stuck there. Ooga, ooga. You know, I was thinking today, like, you know, dangerously, right? You know, I was thinking, right? But I was having a playful moment. I was going through a lot of music and stuff. And I was really listening to a lot of the lyrics. A lot of the lyrics. And I don't know, some random moment came over me and I'm like, oh my God. People, future generations are going to look back on a lot of our music and hear the pain of separation. Love songs. Everyone's defining themselves through the exterior. It's going to be a fascinating reality that they look back in history and go, wow, this culture was awakening. And this is what it sounded like when they weren't awake. Pick your favorite love song and go there playfully. I invite you to do that. And hear how so many people are convinced that what they're looking for is in the other person. Or what they're running from is the other person. Or that it has everything to do with the other person. Anyway, so I totally had a playful moment about that earlier today. I'm like, wow, man. I totally see it. So back to the survival mode, right? If you want to thrive, if you want abundance, flow, and magic in your life, we have to let go. Let go of what we are attached to thinking of ourselves. Right? Again, you're not going to find that unless you stop and you turn the attention in instead of focusing out all the time. Where is my ego getting in the way? What are my thought patterns? And that, those discoveries are what you let go of. And that's how prosperity, abundance, flow, happiness, joy, that's where you find it. If we continue the mantras of exclusion and comparison, holding on to that perspective only shuts down abundance and truth. The abundance and truth that the universe is trying to give us. It's a perception of who we are and who we are not. Buddhists have built an entire religion on this, letting go of the ego. So how do we get practical about it? Instead of focusing on our old patterns, our old behaviors, focus on our new patterns, right? Like, don't stay shocked in the, you know, honor and bless what you discover about yourself. But don't stay stuck there. Like, oh, I'm forever. Like, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I was that way. That's investing time and energy into it. Instead, turn your inner thoughts into focusing on your new patterns. Like, for example, what have you missed? Right? What have you missed as you begin to awaken? Was it your life calling? And if you missed it, like, you know, it's like coming out of like this amazing fog. It's like, whoa, you know? And if you feel like, oh my God, I've wasted so much time. I can't believe it. Oh my God, I was so asleep or what have you, right? Well, get to it, man, you know? Don't give up your dreams. Do not give up your dreams. So let's say you wake up, right? And you're this teacher, but you have this dream of being an actress. You know, you're in the process of identifying how your ego got in your own way and blah, 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 you know? And you're like, oh my God, I just want to act. But instead, you find yourself conducting some type of lecture at a school because that's your occupation presently. Well, what do you do? Go into that classroom and deliver the best performance of your life. Behave that way. Let go of the ego and attachment as to why you don't have it. Remember, the ego will get in the way in very tricky ways, man. It's so matrixy. It's about making choices of going into flow. Don't miss those inner signals either. You know? That inner signal is your heart, doing it from your heart. Your heart and soul. And doing the things that make you happy in this life. And you have to make time for it. You have to make time for it. Come hell or high water, right? You just make time for it. Like, okay, here's an example. I'll give you a personal example. Like, it's a, you know, so what do I mean? Okay, before I get into the personal example, you simply keep saying yes to your heart desire, you know? And I'm talking about dreams. I'm not talking about compensating action. You know, I'm not talking about that stuff that gets in the way of like, you know, let me feed my ego. Okay. You know, I'm talking about that really, that pure reason of why you're here. What is the work that you're here to do? What is that passion that lights up your heart and soul? That's what you devote time to. So you make choices along the way. Do I go to the party or do I work on my life's work? Do I take time to meditate and discover more about my authentic self? Or do I shrug it off and make a cup of tea in the morning? Make choices that say yes to you every day. Staying in the energy of that and watching it manifest. And essentially, everything will open up if you leave the tiniest room for it. Go with the flow. the flow of our destiny, dreams, and heart's desire. I'll talk about me on the flip side here a little bit. Every morning, and this is not, you know, again, this is not the ego talking. This is an example of how to stay committed to yourself. Why? Because I pulled up my pants and said, yes, I'm going in. I'm doing my work. Now, this is my lifestyle. I'm not saying it has to be yours, but this is mine. Getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, taking a cold shower, meditating for 2.5 hours, then starting my day. 2.5 hours to discovering my connection to God. And it's very beautiful and overwhelming. And sometimes I have like the most amazing gifts of truth that come in it during those hours. Every day doing something towards what I'm meant to do in this world. And watch, people are going to turn to you and go, how do you have time for it all? La, la, la. Because I make time. Because you will make time. So for this week, I challenge you. I love my little challenges to everybody. And by the way, a lot of people have been on the 40-day HAR meditation that came out. Oh my God. There's, you know, people are doing it. What a gift is that? You know, like just people are out there dedicating time to themselves, dedicating time to their own prosperity and abundance. Such a beautiful honor to hear from the individuals who are doing it. Anyways, the new challenge, if you will. I challenge and invite you all to not accuse anyone else of being egotistical. I challenge and invite you to stay in your own lane, to do your own work, to face your own ego, and do it for 1 week, just 1 week. And see what you find. One other thing I want to mention. Late tonight, I will be posting on triplegoddesspro.me a new meditation called The Ego Eradicator. Now, this is a meditation that I've been doing for well over 90 days at this point. And it only takes 3 minutes a day. And the invitation to you, if, you know, this is a tool that you could use. Do the Ego Eradicator meditation for 3 minutes a day for the next 40 days. What I personally have experienced and noticed is that it has changed my perspective of abundance, and it has allowed me to see my own ego from a beautifully detached, wow, state. TripleGoddessPro.me. All right, my loves. We are going to conclude with the reading for the coming week. What are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week? First card, the Five of Pentacles. Concerns will become a little bit bigger. It's meant to invoke a certain level of worry because it's testing to see whether or not you have the experience and the means. This card tests your commitment to yourself. It also is highlighting that we, as a collective consciousness, have allowed ourselves to become disengaged from the divine mind. So the invitation for this week, what this card means, is for you to return to the divine mind by doing your work. So then I always love to ask, okay, so what else can we know? What if, okay, all right, so what if we, like, you know, take the Pepsi challenge and really go for it, right? Well, the next card that was bestowed is the Sun card. Now, this is a reinvigorating, resurrecting type of healing card. It does bring the past into the present. So this is really good. This is going to allow us to look back. Don't get stuck there, but it will allow us a certain clarity because it will provide illumination on things. It's a symbol of growth. It will also have us in a state of acknowledging the warmth and joy that we can manifest into our life. As we adjust our attitude and embrace the principles of love, harmony, and forgiveness, we become generators of light onto the world and all of whom we encounter. Good talk. I did pull one more card. Well, a couple more cards. And I think I'm going to read them all. You know, I always do a four-card spread. Like, just give me an overall outlook of what's happening. You know? What do I need to know for the collective consciousness? The next card is the Lovers. It's a powerful card of union and harmony that establishes balance and conception. It is a unity with the ecstasy of creation. We must surrender to the urge to incorporate divinity that seeks to embrace in order to actually bring something into manifestation. Let me rinse and repeat that because I was a little scrambled egg on that one. We must surrender to the divine and allow it to incorporate into our lives in order for us to truly manifest in this world. First, make the relationship about the self-work that we have to do on ourselves. Then take that energy into the union with those around us and to the union with your God self. And the last card that was bestowed on us is the Four of Cups. There's going to be an increased confidence that results from this doing your work. Be careful because you will feel as if you can get what you want. So again, you will be tested by your own ego. But essentially, this card is highlighting the entire reason that this is happening is because God wants us to have more in life. When we become aware of the presence of God around and in us, we awaken to the realization that the infinite mind is a source of unending supply. That's the reading for the week. So it's really, you guys, we're gonna, you know, this, I say seize the opportunity. Truly. The ride gets so amazing, man. It really gets like incredibly magical when you do the work. All right, so the last thing that I want to share with you guys this particular episode is starting next week, I'm going to be incorporating a new segment into the show. And I'm going to start taking callers.
What?
Yes. I'm going to start taking phone calls from individuals who are seeking answers as bestowed through Kabbalah Tarot. So definitely tune in. More on that. I'll most likely make an announcement on triplegoddesspro.me. All right, loves. Tomorrow we have a full moon in Gemini, directly opposite of the Sagittarius sun. It's all about balancing our expansion with, you know, all of this kind of thinking process that we go through. It can be prone to some arguments because our mind is going to I mean, come on, it's Gemini, a full moon in Gemini. So what that's highlighting is that literally we could end up getting in arguments because our mind is, you know? So I invite you to, you know, do a little ritual. Maybe do a ritual of what fears you want to let go of now. You know, to kickstart this invitation from the universe to get more authentic with yourself. All right, my loves, I'm going to go ahead and fade out with one last song. We're going to go ahead and fade out. Now, before I play this one, I just want you to know that I love to love to love to love this band. They're called Talk Talk. And the song is called Life's What You Make It. Before I hit play, I'll close out with a blessing and a satnam. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat-nam. Enjoy the song, you guys. Listen to the words. I love you all. Have a beautiful week.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. 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 Yourself.
Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
one.
We are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine, the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The master,
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 master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master, master,